Now, verse 19 here. This was fulfilled on the cross. But be not thou far from me, O Lord, O my strength. Haste thee to help me. Deliver my soul from the sword, my only one, from the power of the dog. Now, you'll notice in your translation, it's my darling, but the New Scofield Bible has it accurately, my only one from the power. And what a picture that is. And it's here that he says, Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Now, will you notice verse 21? Here is a picture of the cross, if there ever was one. Save me from the lion's mouth, for thou hast heard me from the horns. Now, I think here that the New Scofield Bible has a wrong word. They say wild oxen. I don't think so. I think that the unicorn is proper. Now, this is a prophetic picture of the Roman cross. Now, the unicorn was thought to be a mythical animal. That is, you find it in Greek mythology. But recent investigations have found out there was this animal that had one horn. Animal of size smaller than the elephant, very much like the rhino, and you know many of them have one horn, vicious and brutal and a killer. And that one horn, I think, is a picture of the cross. You know, there are two words that are translated by the cross, and we think of the cross as being an upright with a crossbar on it. But you'll find out that the Word of God has two words that are translated cross. Neither one of them mean upright with a crossbar over it. For instance, in Matthew 27:40, we read, Thou that despisest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Now, what is that? That's Stauros. That doesn't mean what we think of today as a cross. And it's the same word Paul used when he says the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Now, I think it was just one upright. I don't think Rome took time to make up some nice, pretty little crosses like you see stuck around today on different buildings. I don't think that at all. I think it's just one crude, rough upright, and they nailed him to that. If you get my little book, you'll get a great deal of information on this, by the way. Now, the other word is zulon. That just means piece of wood. And it's called a tree, if you please, in Acts 13:29. When they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. Well, no tree is in the shape of our cross day. It's just a trunk of a tree. That's all. That cross became really the tree of life. You remember the tree of life in the Garden of Eden? Somehow it got moved out, but here it is. If you want life today, you come to him.